leimor vashlach shlach b'chol anoshim yisur ezet knan asher nisim leisrael vayishlach oisem moishe minidbar porom api Hashem kulam anoshim roshim leisrael leimor v'ol anoshim roshim leisrael leimor v'meri digazach v'boisai v'chit hamaraglim. Rashi says, "Kulam anoshim, kol anoshim shebemirik b'mikra anoshim chashibus, ve'uis l'shol k'sheirim hayu. They were k'sheirim. They were hevel k'yidim." Ramban brings down the order of the Ve'elush Moisim Latei Ruven Shamur Ben Zakur Matei Shimon Shav Ben Chori Matei Yehuda Kol Ben Yifuno Matei Yisachar Yigal Ben Yosef. The whole list. What's the list? Rabban says it's the order of Cheshivas. It means Yeshua got warning from the most Chashiva. Like the Ramban. There's people before them.
Ramban.
And yet, Rechmon Litzlan, 10 of the 12, 10 of the 12, the Miraglim, came back and they overpowered Yeshua and Kalev. They wanted, they came back. And they spoke, Dibas Ro ala Oretz. And the stipler asked the question, the Choraz is Stirak Dug Doyle here. Rashi says, "Kulam anoshim, they were all anoshim, they were all choshev yidin." But the chorus is stira. The parasha starts off, "Lom nisbuch a parasha Miriam." The parasha is Miriam. What's the svir? Is a parasha is parasha Miriam? Parasha is Miriam. So Akteiv ishalok shal iskei dibor she dibro beachero. She spoke beachero. Urishom alo rov alo lokum musa. These rishom saw what happened to Miriam. They didn't see musa. It's all shmuz in itself. What's the what should they have seen by Miriam? But the Parshim Shad, they saw that she spoke Lashon Hara. And they went ahead and they also spoke bad against Eretz Yisrael. The Dimyon, different Shmuz. So it's Mashma over here that the beginning was bad. And also says later on, it says when they came and they went back, later on, Vayehu Vayavoyu, Makish alichosin lebiyosin, mabiyosin beitzerah, avalichosin beitzerah. Rashi says, "Vayelchu vayavoyu." There's a hekish. They're going with like they're coming, just like they came back beitzerah. They went beitzerah. You mean they went beitzerah? Hello, Rashi says they were hanoshim, they were chashuvim when they went. Mash became later. So the stipler says, "Amori dikisoyit." That Avada, when they were chosen at the beginning, when Moshe picked each one out to be the Helika Merad, to be the Helika represented, to go spy out the land and be representing Klal Yisrael, they were Chashuvim, and that's when they were picked out. But as soon as they were picked out, they decided they're on their own, that we're not going to only scout out the land. We're picked out, we're going to Paskin. We'll decide to Paskin. And that was the big Aveira. They were never asked to decide whether to go into Eretz Yisrael or not. The whole Yisrael, what they were supposed to do, just scout it out. Give us a proper overview of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and come back and report it. That's it. Give us a report. A book report. That's all we want. 15 pages. Moshe Rabbeinu passed the Shaila. What are they going in and pass? That was the vote. So as soon as they were chosen, it came inside them a feeling that, oh, we were chosen. We have to pass it. We have to decide. But what led the Miraglim to such a Zachar B'Yisai? I mean, the Gemara in Erechim says, that's Vav, that they came along and they came back and said, Achmor Litzlan. They say it was such a loss, and they were koyv. Rachman al Tzadik even stayed over. They were koyv beikir. Rashi says lo yochol the balabais the mighty kalim from his malkoin. He can't take out his kalim from his own house. He was saying Chas v'shalom that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have the koyv. Chas v'shalom lo yaleiro kfir v'mamish. They came back and said We're talking about Gdoile, Gdoile Oilem. It's a Dovah Pella. What happened? They went and they saw what was the time? They saw land, Eretz Ochel Shushmeh. They came back and they saw a land. Everybody's dying. Every day, another Levaya. You're trying to hear, who is it? Mary, Mary Smith. Levaya. Every day, another Levaya. And these big men are dying. And the mice, and it says that's what, right? They were dying out day and in. There was Levaya's every single day. So they said, Eretz Ochel Shushmeh. They said what they said. They only reported back when they saw pashtas. And that's when they understand it. And the Sfarno says that the air is a different type of air. They didn't really lie. They said all what they saw. They were seeing everyday Leviathans. There's something going on in this land. Oh, but the disciple says, he was a tremendous choice over here. They saw Eretz Ochel Shushmeh, but Rashi said Hashem did it for the best. Why did Hashem do this? Rashi says, Hashem did that so they should be noticed. That they'll be busy with their Leviathans. And the male will be so busy, they're wrapped up in burying people and Leviathans and Hespedim, they won't notice that there's Meraglim there. But how they look on it? No, there must be something wrong with the place. Something wrong with the place. And therefore, that's what they reported back. Meaning they didn't see properly. They saw the reality in a perverted way. And Hashem made it for the best. And says the disciple, it's muchach that way. Because the Gemara says that when somebody dies, it makes a very big impression. But the Gemara says in Ksuba is that even a mother, Rahman al-Tan, that has many miscarriages, many of her children die, after a while, even she gets used to it. So says the disciple, if this was something that was an everyday happening, day in, day out, in this land, why are they so wrapped up with Leviathans? I've either wrapped up with Leviathans, but not to notice what's going around. Once it comes common life, right? He say, you know, the grave digger should be the biggest Baal Tshuva. At the end of the day, he's doing it every single day. It soon comes like the local practice. He doesn't get so emotional anymore. He sees it every day. If, says the Stibbe, this was a natural occurrence, an everyday occurrence, then they shouldn't have been so wrapped up they couldn't even notice the Meraglim. These guys were different from everybody there. They would have noticed. Error must be that it wasn't every day. But they saw it differently. But how could it be? Something so chesed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're talking about Gdoile Oilom, Rabbi Yisrael. Gdoile Oilom. To see it's wrong. Avada Rashi says, because the Etzim sending was a mistake, so Hashem gave them Mokum Litos. But there's more over here, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the big Yisrael I want to get to. But over here, the Zohar HaKodesh says, the Yisrael Hashem brings the Perek Yud Aleph, that the problem with the Meraglim, and if Mr. Lashon didn't say B'Shem the Zohar, so then we wouldn't be allowed to say it. But there was a shaila of kavod over here. They thought that being in the Midbar, they're going to be there, the Nesiyim, there the Cheshuvim. But when they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, they might lose their job. Now, Avada and Avada, this was a very, very small negiah, but it's inside, deep inside the Atzmius. Of that negia, that small negia, the kut of covered, and the Sil Shom says this, led them to see something that was so clear. According to the stipend, you just had to make a push for the cheshbon. This can't be every day. Led them to leave and to perceive something so clear in a false pretense, to see it perverted, to see it no good when it really is totally good. Was that me from here? Boy, say what a dove of Musa we can learn. The koyach of a negia. The koyach of some negia that a person has inside of him, whether it's for covered or for taiva. How strong a negia could play a role, could be the smallest negia, but how could it cause him to see the whole picture wrong, Rabbi Yisrael? To make the wrong decision, but not in the small decisions, Rabbi Yisrael. Lifetime decisions, major decisions in life. He can make the decision, what's it based on? Some taiva that he has deep inside of him, some covet that he has inside of him, something deep inside of a midah that be'etzem is perverting his vision, is pushing him towards one decision in life, and it's a choice gadol, and he has to realize that it's coming from that taiva, that terrible midah. He sometimes, a guy comes over, he can tell, he comes over to, and he says he has to go back for the chasana. He's going back for his 37th cousin's chasana. And, you know, he wants to say it over in a way that he means mitzvah, obviously. It's a mitzvah, he has to go, he has to be samech. This guy, he doesn't really know him, he doesn't know him so well, but they're related through marriage. He happens to know his 34th cousin. But since she knows him, and he knows him, you know, you touch him, the game, you touch him, somehow we have a shaykhus. But that's not all, he has to go for 7 days. 7 days. What is it? Deep down inside of him, there's a taiva for a certain zach. He wants to see a certain, his grandmother sent him 2 tickets to it, or said about that maybe he'd go to a certain ball game. So he's coming over with a whole mitzvah package. He has to go to the bat mitzvah party also next week of his next door neighbor. He's 18 and she's 12, but the maisa, it's the bat mitzvah party. Everybody has to attend. And he has to go to that also 6 days later. He's supposed to stay for 6 days. But really, Rabbi Yisrael, what's in back of his mind? Football tickets. What's in back of his mind? That who knows what taiva that he has, he wants to be. Who knows? He's in the back of his mind, he has to go back for the whole Bein Hazmanim. 2 month vacation, can leave. I gotta leave early, Rebbe. I'm getting a little burnt out. Burnt off, turned off, whatever. Lush, not that. I gotta leave a little bit early. And don't worry, I'm going back for good reasons. I'm going to help Mama clean the house. Don't worry, I'm going to be the cleaning squad, the Pesach cleaning squad. She's not going to hire anybody. What's in the back of his mind? 27-inch in the basement of his side. Near the cleaning tools. When he goes down early in the morning, Mama, I'll be right up. 17 hours later, Shmuley, you're still alive! You said you bring up the cleaning utensils. What happened down there? She comes down. He's splattered over a couch. His eyeballs are 7 inches out of his sockets. Close to the television set. Shmuley, what happened to the cleaning? I'll be right up, Mom. In the back of his mind, in the gear. What's really pushing him to run? Is it the mitzvah? Is it the mitzvah? Or is it the taiva? Is it that negia for kavod? Is that negia for having the good time? That's what's really pushing him. Forget the bluff and the puff. It's nothing to do. You don't want any mitzvah. You don't want any sameach to chosin. You want one thing. That taiva. You want to get away for a few days. You want this, you want that. But you don't mean the emes of mitzvah. But it's very difficult to see it. The mind and the heart and everything becomes so perverted with the small negiah. And you don't realize that. You think that the Siyam, they didn't learn Musa, Seder, Rabbi Yisai. He's like, Doyle Oilam. Doyle Oilam! You don't think that they understood what it means, Chas V'Shom, what it means, Ein L'Chevek L'Oilam Abo! These are Doyle Oilam, they're talking about simple people! A small negiah of COVID and what could happen, Rahman al-San, they could take the whole world and pervert them. The Brisk of Rosh Hashanah, you saw it, the same Brisk. Shechem with Dina. You can see how far perversion could go, it can make a whole story. The Maisa with Shechem and Dina. Shechem was a prostitute, Rahman al-San, and he went and what he did with Dina. And then he comes to Yaakov Avinu and he says, we'll make a pact and everything. And they say, there's one tonight, Reuben and Shimon speak up, you have to mal yourselves. You have to mal yourselves. And then, maybe we'll think about it, we can make a pact, we can marry her, we can have a whole thing. Shechem has to sell this off to his Medina. So he comes off with a whole big package. It looks to the whole world that he wants to save the Medina. We'll marry them! We'll have business! Well, everything. What does he mean? I want my taiva package. You'll have business. You'll be at the doors. I don't care where you married. I want one thing. but it looks to the whole world, ah, looks like a great plan! The college plan! It looks glaudic! With credits! For the UVI! Looks great! What's in the back of it, Rabbi Zai? The Yitzhahara, what's in the back of it? Yeah. Slowly get you out. The police have to really dig deep into the gear. So how do we do it, Rabbi Zai? How do we help ourselves when the gear is... There's only one eight, sir, Rabbi Zai. There's only one eight, sir. First of all, it's Tefillah Atzuma. Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Yehoshua is going out with them. Zogdai Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just daven, he makes a Shina Hashem. And he cries to the Yehoshua Shlom and Kolev. He goes to the Beis HaKfaris, which no one wants to go, because they have to do white water rafting. We'll maybe catch a few Arizals, Mikvahs. But we have to do... What about the Beis HaKfaris? Ah, come on, I did the Marib Bei Rav in the Gemara. I don't have to see him in, you know, at the Kever. Beit Yosef, that's the meat I eat. We don't have to see him in his Kever. To be the Spalo. Kolev goes Mishtatich. A Kivri Ovois. He goes to Mishtatich and to have the Koyach of the Ovois. Ko Yoshiacho Miyatzas Miraglim Moshe Rabbeinu Davins. And he changes Yeshua's name. Tvila, unbelievable koyach, to prevent Chas v'Shalom, to lose everything with one small negia. Ko Yoshiach HaMiyatis Mirad. Kolev goes to Davi in the Kulchas HaTzumas, but he keeps a your voice. The first koyach give you the voice says Tvila. Davi, the British Shalom, the Tahel, the Beretah. You can sing until tomorrow, and at the hotel, bring all the waiters in and sing Tahel, Ben also. Put on a kibini on the head on the Arab way and sing with Ali Beno on Ahmad's head. He thought he was named was Shmuel. Yeah, you put on yarmulke and then Ali Beno Gavali Ali Beno Kiddush Hashem. We're Kiddush. It's Gavali. It's true. But what does the song mean? Vitali Beno love the Vitali Beno. Every tire, the tire that should be false. That all these things that we think are the right thing, it's all perverted by a timer, by a comment. My tears are other men oilam. We think the man's our kinnas bring about this mirror. Davin. Davin. Go to the Kivri Ovos and beg! Hashem, help me to see the light. To be clear, to know what the right thing to do in life. Oy vey! A person works up after many years and he said, oh, what a toys! I didn't make a toys. I went to the bus store, I chose the wrong bubble gum. I got spearmint instead of double mint gum. That's such a big mistake. Next time you get the double pack of Orbit, it's okay. But he made a mistake in life. He chose the wrong decision on life. Oh, what a mistake. And here's where a person has to realize there's so many gears running around a person's leg. Purify my heart. Let me see the MS, the right there, Chachayim. Not to be perverted by Negias. Negias. In the back of his mind, he's going to this place. Yeah, I have a good friend, we'll learn Bechavrusa, who knows? He has Negias, a boy, he's thinking about Negias, Rahman al-Islam, Negias with the, who knows who? Negias. But he's thinking about Negias, there's Negias over here! Negias. What's the MS, a boy, say? It looks so MS-tick! Simchas Chotan Nikala! Mitzvah say the rice and the rabbi invited to mitzvah say. But is it MS? Is it you truly going for that? Or are you going to get drunk and destroy the chatzimah? Simchas Chotan. No, me, I like to do mitzvot. Shach is a problem, but mitzvot is there. I could show my belly. What I like to do. Is it a kiddush Hashem? You're going to Mesameach the Chasam Akai? You're going to show off the latest step that you have? How wide you can shake your whatever part of the body? It's Simchas Chotan V'Kala. You know, I get everybody happy over there. Especially the girls. They get real happy when they see me. The Kala, the men that see me, and all the other girls see me. That Simchas Chasam V'Kala is going cool. If you're going to Simcha, come on, cut the baloney out. If you're going to Mesameach yourself, you want to show off your latest style there. That Simcha, I don't know if you'll be Yotze, it could be. If you're going to Simcha, it's Chosu V'Kala, everybody say, Me'emes to Mesameach, Chosu V'Kala. And every mitzvah is that way, everything in life, everybody. the tefillah, tefillah to save you. But a different tablet, I don't have time to speak about it, Boisai. There's another whole subject. How do we help on the Giyas? There's only one answer, Boisai. But the Mishnah Zogt, Knei Lecha Chover, Maaseh Lecha Rav. In both these ways, a person can have his Zerucha, and the Lashon writes this also. What's a Chover Toiv? A person not says, yeah, everything you do is okay, it's good. You're a good boy. You're very nice. Sweet cheeks. Have a candy. Everything's good. And Emes the Chavis, the Messias of Sharm, is somebody comes over to a friend and pats him on the back. Listen here, Hatsu. And he speaks out his problems and he helps to direct him towards the right Derech HaChayim. He's madrichim. And Docha Rebbe also, Boisai. Oh, this is the shmooze that we go for hours, Boisai. A person that problem a Rebbe. A person has to have a Rebbe HaChayim, Boisai. Whatever matzav he has to have a Rebbe. He's older, he's younger. Shach was an old person, Boisai. The Shach was out to mensch. 60s, 70s, or whatever, he was in his 50s, and there was Shivan Panovich already, saying Shiurim. You see the story now, they just came out of the book, he was mafatl himself to the Brisker Rav. Yeah, he wouldn't make a move without the Brisker Rav. He was a 50-year-old Rosh Yeshiva of Godot already. The Brisker Rav was made on his godless, over a step on Brisker Rav. To make a step, to make a move, to do something in life important without discussing with the Rebbe. Here's where the negias can be looked at. The Rebbe can see when a friend sometimes can speak it out in a second. See, this is falsh. Falsh meat. This is falsh. It's not emes. Your whole cheshbon over here is a toys. And his mind built up such a kavod like a cheshbon. It's such a mitzvah to go back to visit my parents early. I'm going back before Purim this year. I have such a cheshbon. I'm going to my grandma's house. I'm going to keep it over aim and keep her grandma. And we eat her cookies. She's mama, you know what simcha she has? I eat her home-baked oatmeal, chocolate chip raisin cookies. She gets so excited, Grandma Tilly. She can't wait to see me. That smile on her face. Ah, I love it. Grandma, pass me the cookies. I'm going to see your 18-inch television set. I like myself in there. That's what he wants. He wants no cookies from Grandma Tilly and Samantha. He wants one thing. The television set in Grandma Tilly's house. The voice side. A mensch don't have a rebbe. Oh, Yoshiachim has sent tefillah to be saved from the gears of voice side. It's so, so important. You realize the voice side, a person's whole life can be the shame of one decision that's based on a gear that he has. Remember the Yisoid, the Meraglim. Ah, who could talk about the Heilige Meraglim? What we see, we can learn. Let's learn and understand that there's many negias that a person has in life, where it comes from. He has to matar his life in midos. Those duch tvilo, duch habin a rebbe, duch habin a good chaver, ve'iza Hashem, duch dem, ve'iza Hashem, a person will go in the right derech achayim, and be zoicha to mekari Hashem shamayim.